Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Daydreaming, it gets kids in school and people at work in trouble. But researchers from Cornell University say mind wandering and reminiscing may actually boost performance on some challenging mental tasks. They say the results of their study help them understand how internally and externally focused neural networks in your brain help you do complex things. Now, before this study, the current thought was that things like daydreaming might impair ability to do attention-demanding mental tasks. This new study suggests engaging the networks in your brain associated with daydreaming may improve your performance. They say focused thought and mind wandering may interact and enhance each other to facilitate complex thought. This study was in the Journal of Neuroscience. And in other news, I don't want to go to school. I'm too tired to get out of bed. Those might seem like common words for a teenager, but for some, fatigue is a sign of a syndrome that mimics typical teenage diseases such as mono. Here's Mayo Clinic Dr. Philip Fisher with information about a fairly newly described condition called POTS, P-O-T-S.
POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. To us as physicians, it's a problem of the involuntary or autonomic nervous system not regulating the flow of blood very well. To patients, it's misery. And now for about 15 years, we've been able to recognize it in teenagers, diagnose it, and provide treatment so people can get better and do well in life.
Symptoms include fatigue, nausea, racing heart, and the telltale sign, dizziness upon standing. It can be debilitating for some kids, but with proper treatment, just about all kids with POTS will get better. Here's a typical scenario. You're in a grocery store with a 5-year-old and the kid throws a fit because he or she wants some junk food. The power struggle begins. Well, a study shows this could maybe be avoided if those not-so-good-for-you foods are not placed at eye level of the kids and healthy choices are. This study by Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health found many caregivers give in to these in-store battles and end up buying food that they did not intend to buy. In the study, the caregivers suggested these things: change food placement, let kids sample healthy food at the store, and offer cooking classes to older children. Study authors say grocery shopping could potentially help kids and parents make better choices. And this study was published in the journal Appetite. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.